Film critic David Edelstein has a review of a low-budget independent film he figures you probably didn't get to see in theaters. The film Donnie Darko, which stars Jake Gyllenhaal, had a very limited run when it opened in the fall of 2001, but it developed a cult following through cable showings and through video and DVD rentals. This month, the DVD became available for purchase.
Wake up.
That voice belongs to a 6-foot-tall rabbit called Frank, who is either an emissary of God or a sure sign that our suburban high school hero, Donnie Darko, is a delusional schizophrenic. The rabbit wakes Donnie up at midnight on October 2, 1988, and tells him to leave his house. A few moments later, a jet engine of unknown origin falls through the roof above his room. Donnie has been saved, yet he is doomed. The rabbit says the world will end in 28 days, 6 hours, 42 minutes, 12 seconds. Increasingly, there are signs that Donnie has entered a tangent universe, that the time-space continuum has been ruptured. Or maybe he's just nuts. I saw Donnie Darko at the end of its brief theatrical run in the fall of 2001, and I wasn't sure what Donnie was. All I knew was that I loved him, and I loved the movie around him, too. But I think I needed to live with it a while, let it ferment, watch it again on cable, watch it again on DVD. Now I think it could be one of the great cult DVDs of all time. The movie is a genre bender. It's John Hughes' teen angst with a jolt of Stephen King. No, it's much better than that. It's Catcher in the Rye with time twists out of Philip K. Dick. No, that makes it sound too sci-fi, whereas the movie is funny and romantic and generally down to earth. It's a family drama, a comic book superhero saga, a passionate religious parable. It's all over the map. It shouldn't gel. But it's so tenderly written, so lyrically photographed by Stephen Poster, so gorgeously acted, that its youthful overreaching doesn't matter. It's as if the writer-director Richard Kelly packed the entire spectrum of his adolescent thoughts and feelings into a single movie. The books he read in high school and summer camp, the mope rock he heard on the radio, the changes he felt in his body, the anxiety dreams, the sex dreams, the superhero fantasies. Donnie Darko is finally nothing less than a teenage enquiry into the existence of God. It explicitly poses the question, does every living creature on earth die alone? Here's Donnie, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, pressing his science teacher, played by Noah Wiley, on the subject of time travel. Donnie has begun to see watery spears like slinkies emerge from people's chests and dart ahead of them, tracing the path they're going to take in the next few seconds. He wants to know, badly, what it says about predestination.
Well, each vessel travels along a vector through space-time along its center of gravity.
Like a spear.
I beg your pardon?
Like a spear that comes out of your chest.
Sure, yeah. And in order for the vessel to travel through time, it's got to find a portal, or in this case, a wormhole, or...
Well, could these portals just appear anywhere, anytime?
I think that's highly unlikely. No, I think what you're talking about is an act of God.
Well, if God controls time, then all time's predecided.
I'm not following you.
Like, every living thing follows along set path. And... if you could see your path or channel, then you could see into the future, right? Like, that's a form of time travel.
Well, you're contradicting yourself, Donnie. If we were able to see our destinies manifest themselves visually, then we would be given a choice to betray our chosen destinies. And the mere fact that this choice exists would make all preformed destiny come to an end.
Not if you travel within God's channel.
I don't know how to praise Jake Gyllenhaal enough, except to say that he embodies the titanic contradictions of every teen. His Donnie is crazy, yet burningly lucid. At times, he has the satanic cast of Malcolm McDowell in A Clockwork Orange, yet he also has the sweet and dopey earnestness of Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man. The DVD has two engaging but problematic commentaries, one with Kelly and Jake Gyllenhaal, the other with Kelly and the cast, including Drew Barrymore, who is also the movie's executive producer and guardian angel. It also boasts many deleted scenes, which tend to pin down the symbolism too firmly. I think they were well discarded, but Kelly doesn't. And the more he talks about what the movie means, the more you want to turn off the commentary. His unconscious instincts are just so much more fascinating than his conscious explanations, and the movie is richer for its ambiguities. What finally makes this such a great movie for DVD is that you'll want to see it over and over again, to take it apart and put it back together. And even if the time travel pieces don't all fit, the puzzle still makes your synapses hum. No movie has ever captured adolescent self-pity in a way that makes it quite so mythic.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.